The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, I only took a couple days off, and we had a couple of pretty big firings in the sports world. Before we get into those, a little bit of background, because I was in Phoenix over the weekend recording some music, so I didn't see any of the games, pretty much just caught the scores. And then when I was sitting in the airport on Monday, I was sitting in an area that was kind of close to a bar that had TVs in my vicinity, so I could look and watch the highlights that were going on. And I was watching what happened in the New York Giants game, and I was like, looking at my phone, and I'm like, how has Brian Daboll not lost his job yet? And then basically I land from my flight from Phoenix into Austin, and then I get the alert that Brian Daboll has been fired as the New York Giants football coach. And he should be, because it's been a terrible season for the Giants. Actually, it's been terrible the entire time he's been their coach, pretty much. I mean, they had their 1 year where they made the playoffs barely, but they've not been a good team. They've been terrible on the offensive side of the ball, and that's really his forte. So if that's where you look bad, then you need to go. And then he's just had the worst losses this year, too, where it's like they've had these big leads, and they've completely squandered him in literally the last seconds of the game. So Brian Daboll, his firing was long overdue, in my opinion. And I predicted he was going to be the first one fired. He was not. But he definitely, I'm not shocked at all that he's fired. The other person who was fired is another person who definitely deserved to be fired, because he made horrific decisions, and that is GM Nico Harrison. He's the GM of the Dallas Mavericks, and he is the one who traded away Luka Doncic to my Los Angeles Lakers. So thank you, Nico. Really appreciate that, because we got a great generational player, and that's why he lost his job, because basically that trade has been nothing but a PR nightmare for the Dallas Mavericks. Their fans have been pissed off, and rightly so, since they lost their best player, and now they're stuck with Anthony Davis, who's got an injury and has barely played at all, and they're just a pretty terrible team. So he lost his job as well this week. So two firings in the world of football and basketball. So let's move on to the top 10 NFL power rankings for this week. We do have a new number one, but they've already been number one for a minute, and it's the Philadelphia Eagles. They're 7-2 on the season, and it's really just because they keep on winning. Yeah, they don't win in pretty ways, but that doesn't matter. That's literally how they won the Super Bowl last year, so I can't really argue against what they're doing this year. Really, in a shocking turn of events, they're not doing that well in the running game. I mean, Saquon's not dominating like he did last year, but even so, they're still winning. Defensively, they look great. But like I said, they keep winning. It doesn't matter how they keep winning, and it doesn't matter if they kick your ass. It doesn't matter if they win by 3 points in a 10-7 terrible game that was on Monday Night Football. But they still won, and they just keep on winning. So they're the defending Super Bowl champs. Like I said, this is how they won last year. So there was, for me, I just had to put them at number one. Then at number two on my top 10 NFL power rankings, a team that I'm looking at that is probably legit now, and that is the Los Angeles Rams. They are 7-2 on the season. And, you know, this team has done it before. They've been here basically since the last couple of seasons. Matthew Stafford, Hall of Fame quarterback, and he is having a phenomenal year, 2,427 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, and only two interceptions. He's really gone off these last couple of months and just had an amazing season, really. But defensively, they are also having an amazing season on that side of the ball as well. They've just got a lot of talent. And a lot going on at the wide receiver position, a lot going on at the running back position, and they really just are holding it down. They're getting at the quarterback. They've got a ton of sacks. They're getting turnovers, and they're winning against good teams, and they're also in a tough division. So they do have a big game coming up this week. But I just look at the Rams, and I'm like, this is actually a pretty legit team, because, like I said, they've been there, but also they're just pretty much they're mostly healthy for the most part, but they're playing excellent football right now. Then at number three on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Detroit Lions, overall record of 6-3, and they are playing well on all sides of the ball, and especially on the offensive side of the ball. If they just get out there and ahead of you, there's pretty much no looking back. They pretty much can score on every single drive. They tend to score on every single drive. Jared Goff having another really solid year, 2,235 yards, 20 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions. So he's not turning over the ball. They're getting it done on the ground attack. You know, you've got Montgomery, who's able to take care of it in the red zone. And then you've got Jahmyr Gibbs, who's able to just bust off those like 40, 30-yard plays and get them set up in the red zone or for touchdowns. He's also great in the passing game. And they're just really an overall excellent team for the most part. Defensively, they're getting at the quarterback. Aiden Hutchinson's having another solid year himself. It's really just the secondary that has its issues, but they're able to hold it down. And Detroit's looking really good this year. Then at number four in my top 10 NFL power rankings of the New England Patriots, overall record of 8-2, and they're actually on a 7-game winning streak right now. And Drake May playing really exceptional football for a second-year quarterback. He's got 2,555 yards passing, 19 touchdowns, and only 5 interceptions. So he's playing very mistake-free football. He's also distributing the ball to different guys. He seems to focus in on a new receiver every game. And that's really what you want to see from your quarterback. It's always good to have a number one star receiver to go to in the key moments, but you always need those other guys who can get you when it's a 3rd and 5, who could get you that 6-7 yards. It's just always nice to have a guy in the flat who you could get a screen play to, and he just is able to zigzag and get through. But for the most part, Drake May is just really delivering the ball with precision and just making really solid decisions. But also defensively, this New England Patriots team is looking really good. And who would have thought they would be the number one team in their division right now? Then at number five on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Indianapolis Colts, overall record of 8-2, and continue to say it's just all about Jonathan Taylor. Still leads the league in rushing with 1,139 yards rushing and 15 touchdowns. Overall, as an offense, they have 38 touchdowns. So they are scoring the ball not just with Taylor, but their receivers are scoring. Daniel Jones is playing really mistake-free football, but also their defense. Very, very sneaky defense. They have 10 interceptions on the season, 4 forced fumbles, and 29 sacks. So they're getting at the quarterback, causing turnovers, and really just making the big plays and really widening the gap in their division and just really running away with the division. Then at number 6 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Denver Broncos, overall record of 8-2. They are also currently on a 7-game winning streak, and it's really just all about their defense. Their offense is very, as I continue to say, loosey-goosey. They really haven't shored it up at all, but it still works for them. So as long as it's working, whatever. But their defense is really getting the job done. They actually lead the league in sacks with 46 sacks on the season. And it's just they're very suffocating. They are why this team tends to stay in each and every game. They're why this team is always in it, just always in it. And you can never count them out. And you just really have to be your offensive line just has to play their best game of the season when it comes to when it just comes to playing the Denver Broncos. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NFL power rankings of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, overall record of 6-3. This team still looks really solid, but it just kind of feels like the injuries may finally be catching up to them. You know, the offensive line has just had a number of injuries, and it just kind of feels like Baker Mayfield's starting to run for his life. Also, the receiving core, some of the receivers are starting to drop passes, and they're just not as buttoned up as they were to start the season. But with that being said, defense is still playing really, really well, and they're in a very shaky division. So that just is what it is for this team. They look really good, but they're going to have their down moments, and we'll see what happens this week because they've got a big game coming up this weekend. But against the Buffalo Bills, but the Bills are kind of in the same position as them. And I guess since we're talking about it, might as well get into number 8 on my top 10 NFL power rankings, which is the Buffalo Bills. Overall record of 6-3. And just the thing about this team is there really is no consistent wide receiver. As a matter of fact, in the games that they struggle, you could tell that Josh Allen is really trying to force plays. He's starting to run rather than try and let plays develop or just kind of let his receivers do their job. But at the same time, his receivers have just been, just been dropping passes and just not really have been reliable for him. And so that's been their problem in their losses that they've had this season. And they've had some very shocking losses as well. But defensively, they're pretty shored up. It's just on the offensive side of the ball, outside of Josh Allen and outside of Cook at the running back position. There's a lot of shakiness at the wide receiver position, and that's just kind of what it is with the Buffalo Bills. But they're still a really good team. Like I said, it's kind of shocking that the Patriots are leading the division and not the Buffalo Bills at this point in time, even though they're only behind one game. Still didn't think the Patriots were going to be this good. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NFL power rankings at the Seattle Seahawks, overall record of 7-2. This team is another team that's really just driven by their defense. They do score a lot of points on the offensive side of the ball, but they do have their mistakes, especially sometimes Darnold will rush plays and he'll just throw into traffic when he shouldn't and he'll cause some turnovers. But defensively for the Seattle Seahawks, they are really getting at the quarterback. They've got 32 sacks on the season, 9 interceptions on the season, and 3 forced fumbles. They are really taking care of business. They're scoring touchdowns as well. DeMarcus Lawrence just had 2 touchdowns in the last game, and he's a defensive lineman. So that says a lot about how this team is really just playing suffocating defense, really staying in it, really scoring a lot of points, and really looking like a solid team. And then rounding out the top 10 NFL power rankings this week of the Los Angeles Chargers, overall record of 7-3. Even though they have a really nice record, I'm still not sure about this team. They it just kind of feels like they're pretty shaky on offense. And then defensively, they have their good games, but then they also have their bad games as well. So it's just this team is not playing real consistent football for me to look at them and go, they're actually a Super Bowl contender. I still think they're a little bit of a ways away, especially because they don't have a lot of guys protecting Justin Herbert, and then he just also doesn't have a lot of weapons either. So I just kind of feel like it's a weird season for the Chargers, even though they have a 7-3 record on the season. Moving on to Thursday Night Football this week, we have a division battle between the New York Jets at the New England Patriots. Right now, the Patriots are a 10.5-point favorite, and even though the Jets have got a couple of wins here recently, I think this is about the time they run into a buzzsaw. I don't think this is going to be a fun game for them, even though division matchups usually are they're not a given, but and they're usually it doesn't matter how bad one team is and how good another team is. New England should definitely not overlook them. But with that being said, I mean, the Jets are just terrible. They're terrible on offense, not really good on defense, whereas New England is playing really solid football right now. They are on a 7-game winning streak. And I just have New England rolling in this one 28-14. And then moving on to the college football playoff and the college football playoff rankings this week. There actually is a little bit going on at the bottom here, but we do have some big matchups coming up as well this weekend. So starting off with the usual suspect at number 1, Ohio State has not dropped from number 1 at all this season. They're 9-0 on the season. Number 2, Indiana, they're 10-0. Number 3, Texas A&M, they are 9-0. Number 4, Alabama, they are 8-1. And they actually play Oklahoma this week, who is ranked, I believe, number 12. They're ranked this week. So they've got a tough matchup. Then you've got number 5, Georgia. They're 8-1, and they also have a big matchup this week against number 10, Texas Longhorns. But then we got number 6, Texas Tech at 9-1. Number 7, Ole Miss at 9-1. Number 8, Oregon at 8-1. Number 9, Notre Dame at 7-2. And like I just said, number 10, rounding out the college football playoff, the Texas Longhorns at 7-2. And they got a big game this weekend because if they beat Georgia, that means they belong here. If they lose to Georgia, that means they don't belong here. So they got a big game. They've actually been playing pretty solid in these last couple of games, but we'll see. Don't really have my hopes high on that one simply because Georgia's defense is really good, and Texas' offensive line especially is terrible. So won't be shocked if Arch is on his ass, but we'll see. Still going to be rooting for him, but I think that's a long shot on that one. All right, y'all, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.